Book 2, Canto 10, The Kingdoms and Godheads of the Little Mind, pages 252T to 253B. There is no summit on which he can stand and see in a single glance the infinite's whole. An inconclusive play is reason's toil. Each strong idea can use her as its tool, accepting every brief she pleads her case, open to every thought she cannot know. The eternal advocate seated as judge, armors in logic's invulnerable mail, 1,000 combatants for truth's veiled throne, and set on a high horseback of argument, to tilt forever with a wordy lance in a mock tournament where none can win. Assaying thought's values with her rigid tests, balanced, she sits on wide and empty air, aloof and pure in her impartial poise. Absolute, her judgments seem, but none is sure. Time cancels all her verdicts in appeal. Although like sunbeams to our glowworm mind, her knowledge feigns to fall from a clear heaven, its rays are a lantern's lustres in the night. She throws a glittering robe on ignorance. But now is lost her ancient sovereign claim to rule mind's high realm in her absolute right, bind thought with logic's forged infallible chain, or see truth nude in a bright abstract haze. A master and slave of stark phenomenon, she travels on the roads of erring sight, or looks upon a set mechanical world, constructed for her by her instruments. A bullock yoked in the cart of proven fact, she drags huge knowledge bales through matter's dust to reach utility's immense bazaar. Apprentice she has grown to her old drudge, an aided sense in her seeking's arbiter. This now she uses as the assayer's stone. As if she knew not facts are husks of truth, the husks she keeps, the kernels, throws aside. An ancient wisdom fades into the past. The age's faith becomes an idle tale. God passes out of the awakened thought. An old discarded dream needed no more. Only she seeks mechanic nature's keys. Interpreting stone laws inevitable, she digs into matter's hard concealing soil to unearth the processes of all things done. A loaded, huge, self-worked machine appears to her eye's eager and admiring stare, an intricate and meaningless enginery of ordered, fateful, and unfailing chance, ingenious and meticulous and minute, its brute unconscious accurate device unrolls an unerring march, maps a sure road. It plans without thinking, acts without a will, a million purposes serves without with purpose none, and builds a rational world without a mind. It has no mover, no maker, no idea. Its vast self-action toils without a cause. A lifeless energy irresistibly driven, death's head on the body of necessity, engenders life and Father's consciousness, then wonders why all was and whence it came. Our thoughts are part of the immense machine, our ponderings but a freak of matter's law. The mystic's law was a fancy or a blind, of soul or spirit we have now no need. Matter is the admirable reality, the patent, unescapable miracle, the hard truth of things, simple, eternal soul.